This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Talks on a debt limit deal for the United States continue into a holiday weekend as lawmakers and the White House try to avoid defaulting on the country's debts. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
House negotiators left the Capitol in the early hours of Saturday without a debt limit deal with the White House. They're expected to return later in the day in hopes of reaching an agreement over the holiday weekend. It appears as though work requirements for federal food aid recipients have emerged as a final sticking point, as President Joe Biden says he thinks a deal is, quote, very close. In the meantime, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the deadline for a potentially catastrophic default has been pushed to June 5th from an earlier estimate of June 1st. I'm Shelley Adler.
And President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy were expected to have held a phone call, or believed to have held a phone call, within the past hour about the ongoing debt ceiling negotiations. This is according to a person familiar with their plans who spoke to Reuters news agency. McCarthy said earlier Saturday he's making progress in negotiations on raising the federal government's debt ceiling. Ukraine is prepared to launch its long-expected counteroffensive against Russian forces, according to Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council Secretary Oleksiy Danilov. In an interview with the BBC Saturday, Danilov said the counteroffensive is coming very soon and could begin as early as Sunday or as late as a week later. Danilov confirmed in the interview that the Wagner Group is withdrawing its mercenary forces from the war-ravaged Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, but he acknowledged that Wagner mercenaries are regrouping to another three locations after what he called their partial withdrawal. VOA News. India helped inaugurate a long-awaited seaport in western Myanmar this month amid New Delhi's efforts to cope with rival China's growing influence in Southeast Asia and across the Indo-Pacific region. A maiden delivery of 1,000 metric tons of cement from the Indian metropolis of Kolkata docked on May 9th in Sitwe, Myanmar, at the new port funded by New Delhi. The Taliban and Iran have exchanged heavy gunfire on the Islamic Republic's border with Afghanistan. The shooting Saturday sharply escalated rising tensions between the two nations amid a dispute over water rights. The state-run Iranian news agency IRNA said Iran inflicted heavy casualties and serious damage. Taliban-controlled media in Afghanistan have not acknowledged the fighting. An avalanche hit a remote area of northern Pakistan on Saturday, officials said. VOA's Laurel Bowman has more.
Officials say the avalanche killed at least 10 people and injured many others. It happened near the Shanter Pass that connects the Gilgit-Baltistan region with Pakistan-administered Kashmir. The officials added that poor weather and limited accessibility were hampering rescue efforts. The victims were from a group of around 35 nomads who were returning from Kashmir. They had set up camp close to a ravine. That's according to a rescue official who spoke to AFP. Every year, local nomads migrate in search of suitable pastures for their livestock and to evade harsh weather conditions. Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris made history on Saturday as the first woman to deliver the West Point commencement address. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Harris told the U.S. Military Academy class they graduate into an increasingly unsettled world where longstanding principles are at risk.
Global security and global prosperity depend on the leadership of the United States of America.
The vice president says America has no greater strategic asset than those wearing our uniform.
There is no more noble work than a person can do than to serve our nation in uniform.
Four decades ago, West Point graduated its first class of female cadets. Still, it's made slow progress diversifying its ranks. Julie Walker, New York.
Serbian troops near Kosovo's border were placed on high alert Friday after clashes between police and Kosovo's Serbian population injured at least 10 people. Serbs in Kosovo had taken to the streets. Marissa Melton, VOA News.